I like what you teach about leadership, but I can't apply it. I'm not the main leader, and the person I work under is, at best, average. Is that where you live? Are you working somewhere in the middle of your organization? You may not be a follower at the lowest level of the organization, but you're not the top dog either. Yet you still want to lead, to make things happen, to make a contribution. You do not have to be the president or CEO to lead effectively, and you can learn to make an impact through your leadership even if you report to someone who is not a good leader. What's the secret? How do you do it? You learn to develop your influence from wherever you are in the organization by becoming a 360-degree leader. Not everyone understands what it means to influence others in every direction, those you work for, the people who are on the same level with you, and those who work for you. But 360-degree leaders influence people at every level of the organization. By helping others, they help themselves. But to do that, you first need to be sure that you are not clinging to one of the seven myths common to people leading from the middle of an organization. And that is the subject of this first section. If you recognize that you have fallen prey to one or more of these myths, then you know you need to lead better from the middle in order to handle the challenges they present. How do you do that now? One way to measure your ability is to take the 360-degree leadership assessment, offered free of charge to people who have purchased this audiobook. Go to 360degreeleader.com for more information. Myth number one, the position myth. I can't lead if I'm not at the top. If I had to identify the number one misconception people have about leadership, it would be the belief that leadership comes simply from having a position or title. But nothing could be farther from the truth. You don't need to possess a position at the top of your group, department, division, or organization in order to lead. If you think you do, then you have bought into the position myth. If you've read some of my other leadership books, you might be aware of a leadership identification tool I call the 5 levels of leadership, which I introduce in Developing the Leader Within You. It captures the dynamics of leadership development as well as anything I know. That bottom or first level is position. You can only start from the position you've been given, whatever it is: production line worker, administrative assistant, salesperson, foreman, pastor, assistant manager, and so forth. Your position is whatever it is. From that place, you have certain rights that come with your title. But if you lead people using only your position and you do nothing else to try to increase your influence, then people will follow you only because they have to, and only as far as your job title requires. If you move to level 2, which is permission, you begin to lead beyond your position because you have built relationships with the people you desire to lead. You treat them with dignity and respect. You value them as human beings. You care about them, not just the job they can do for you or the organization. Because you care about them, they begin to trust you more. As a result, they give you permission to lead them. In other words, they begin to follow you because they want to. The third level is the production level. You move to this phase of leadership with others because of the results you achieve on the job. If the people you lead succeed in getting the job done because of your contribution to the team, then they look to you more and more to lead the way. They follow you because of what you've done for the organization. To reach the fourth level of leadership, you must focus on developing others. Accordingly, this is called the people development level of leadership. Your agenda is to pour yourself into the individuals you lead, mentor them, help them develop their skills and sharpen their leadership ability. You value them, add value to them, and make them more valuable. At this level, they follow you because of what you've done for them. The fifth and final level is the personhood level, but it is not a level one can strive to reach because reaching it is outside of your control. Only others can put you there, and if they do so, it's because you have excelled in leading them from the first 4 levels for a long period of time. You have earned the reputation of a level 5 leader. When potential leaders understand the dynamics of gaining influence with people using the 5 levels of leadership,